Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to REN's first half 2011 results presentation on the 5th of August 2011. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I'll now hand the conference over to Ms. Ana Fernandez. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Thank you for showing interest in REN's conference call of the first half results. I'm joined by Rui Cartaxo, the CEO. He'll make a brief comments, and then we'll hand it back to you for questions.
Good morning to everybody that is in the conference call. We presented yesterday the first half results of REN. As I stated yesterday, the results were along management's expectations, and we are happy to announce that the company is delivering what it had planned to deliver. Basically, we are pursuing an important cost reduction program, which extends to all operational costs across the company. We had so a significant reduction in OPEX costs. The revenues were reflecting the entry into operation of our assets, according also to plan. And although we had some increase in our financial costs, we believe that we have contained the damage caused by the increase in spreads that we have been experiencing since the last 12 months. Also, the behavior of net debt is according to our expectations, and there is a slight increase in debt. There's one point that I would like to draw your attention to, and that is in some of the revenues that we have in gas that are related to the smoothing effect of the regulation are not effects that can be projected to the future, extrapolated, because the smoothing effect, I remind those of you that are not familiar with the concept of the smoothing in gas, in the gas tariffs. The smoothing is a mechanism that the regulator introduced in natural gas to smooth out the impact on tariffs of the build-up of consumption in natural gas. As you know, natural gas is a relatively young source of energy in Portugal, and consumption has been increasing at high rates due to the fact that it has not yet reached its maturity in Portugal. The regulator, to avoid the tariff impact of this build-up, which would be without smoothing, to have too high tariffs in the first years and too low tariffs in the following years, has carried out a smoothing effect that means that the revenues that are recorded each year are the result of the rate of return times the smoothed value of the asset, and not the rate of return times the effective asset that is in place. And that translates in an effect that is different in the first couple of years then is reverted from a certain point in time, which we believe will be reached in 2012. And so this has to be kept in mind when you try to make extrapolations to the future of these natural gas revenues. Otherwise, I think that everything is very straightforward and easy to understand. We have a very simple business model, and so I think that it's not necessary to explain in detail the remaining P&L and of REN. I would also draw the attention to the fact that we are recording efficiency gains in OPEX that contribute with a certain significance to our first half results. It's shown on the slide 5 of the presentation, where you have these OPEX significant efficiency gains that explains 2.4 million euros of the increase of EBITDA between the first half of 2010 and the first half of 2011. The rate of return on our electricity assets is showing an increase due to the fact that the mix of assets is changing towards those that are more highly remunerative. As we are making a strong CAPEX effort, the assets that are later than 2009 are increasing their weight in the assets mix of electricity, and that translates in an increase in the weighted average of the rates of return on electricity assets, and that's part of the growth on our revenues. The other part being the direct effect of the RAB increase versus the same period of 2010. Also, there is a slight effect of the indexation when we compare those revenues with 2010. We have some increase due to the direct effect of the indexation of the rate of return of electricity assets. And that breakdown is shown in slide 6, where you see that 6.7 million euros of the increase on our returns in electricity are explained by the simple effect and mechanical effect of RAB increase, 1.1 on this effect of the increased weight of recent assets more highly remunerated, and 1.4 is the arithmetic effect of the indexation formula when we compare 2011 to 2010, and that is, as you know, an indirect effect of the increase on sovereign yields in Portugal in the same period. The operational costs, as shown in slide 7, I remind you that part of this decrease is an accounting effect due to the fact that we are consolidating the paper companies in gas in 2011. So part of the costs that were recorded as external services are now disappear from our accounts because of the integral consolidation of those companies, the transport companies, after the purchase of the Enagás rights over part of those companies. So 2011 has an integral consolidation of those companies, whereas in 2010 the expenditures and the revenues related to those companies were recorded on and showed up in the costs and in the revenues of the consolidated accounts of REN. And that's so part of the decrease in the operational costs is that effect. When we take that effect out, we remain with the reduction is smaller, but even so, taking out that effect and taking out the legal pass-through costs that we have, which are recovered euro by euro in regulated revenues, we obtained the so-called OPEX core or core OPEX, where that is what is controllable by REN. And the decrease in that case is around 6%. So the real decrease is 6% in OPEX cost of REN. Below EBITDA, we have, as I said, some aggravation of financial costs, partly compensated by higher financial revenues from our small stakes in Enagás and in Red Eléctrica, because they both increased their dividend payouts. So we have a 5 million euros increase in our net financial income. Depreciations are increasing according to the expansion of the assets into operation, and taxes have this evolution, mainly reflecting the income before taxes evolution. And so I think that the first half results are fairly easy to understand. The management is satisfied with these results. I think that they once more reflect the expansion of the operational activity of the company and of the efficiency effort that is being carried out for at least 12 months now. This is translated in some efficiency gains in the operational costs that are beneficial to the bottom line of the company. So I would be now open to a Q&A period, and I'll try my best to answer to your questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they're received, and there will be a short pause while participants register for a question. Our first question comes from Monica Girardi from Barclays Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I have actually a few questions, if I may. The first two are a kind of quarterly question, so I wanted to know if you can give us an update on the regulatory process and also on the privatization process, if you have any news on those two fronts. The other two are more on guidance. I wanted to know if you have an idea of where your cost of debt might float around in 2011 and possibly in 2012, and if you have any projection of RAB growth for year-end, both years. Thank you.
Okay. Concerning regulation, the process is underway. The regulator has put forward about a week ago the general regulatory model, which is not very enlightening concerning the main concerns of the company and of the analysts, I suppose, because the most important aspects of the regulatory model will be released only in October 15th. According to the normal time schedule of the regulator. What I can tell you about our expectations is that, well, it's not much. We put forward some information that we provided the regulator to concerning our cost of capital and the evolution of it in light of what has been happening in the last couple of years with sovereign debt costs and its impact on the Portuguese corporates, and in particular REN, which were all downgraded and also significant increases in their cost of new financing. And so we were able to exchange views with the regulator, and that's about what I can say concerning electricity. Concerning gas, there's a request pending that we delivered formally to ERSE in the first quarter, I think, towards the end of the first quarter, where we demonstrated clearly that the current remuneration of our gas assets is insufficient to justify new investments in natural gas, and so we are sticking with that position. It still represents the situation, and so we are freezing new investments in natural gas, except for those that are absolutely necessary to enable the system and to fulfill our obligations concerning the security of the system and our public service obligations. Otherwise, we are not carrying out any new investments, and that was already communicated to the market, to the financial markets several months ago. So we are still awaiting. We didn't have any answer from the regulator to that letter. We believe that we will receive at some point in time an answer to our request, and we are expecting the regulator to consider our arguments. Concerning the privatization, I know that, well, the government is analyzing the process. It has not yet formally announced the format of this operation. So it's still in place all the limits that are result from the Portuguese legislation, in particular the limit to individual investors that are not allowed to hold more than 10% of the share capital. And if the investors are investors from the energy sector, the current law limit is 5%. There has been several news in the newspapers concerning possible changes to these rules, but the government, as far as we know, has not yet taken a formal position. So any one of us can have its own opinion on the evolution of these limits, but it's only, for the moment, it's only a speculation, given that the government, as far as we know, has not yet taken any formal position. Concerning the time schedule, the informal news I have is that it's very unlikely that the government will move forward before the total clarification of the regulatory model. And so I would expect the transaction to take place only after the new regulation is released. Now, when will that be? October 15th is the limit, the legal limit, for ERSE to release its proposal on the regulatory model for the and parameters for the next 3 years. This is a time limit, which means that it might be released earlier. And if there was an earlier release of, which I don't think is very likely, but if it happens, that would mean that the transaction might take place earlier than otherwise. But in the base case where 15 October is the date, I think that given that we have to count on 2 weeks for meetings with prospective investors, etc., I would, in my view, the transaction would take place somewhere in the first half of November. But it's early to have a more precise date to give you, because, as I said, I don't know exactly, because the government has not yet taken a position on that. What format will the transaction take place, and whether the regulator will be bringing forward that to the release of its proposal. So I'm working with the base case scenario, which is October 15th for the regulator to release its reglements, and so I think I need at least 2 weeks for the financial closing, and that will put us in the beginning of November. So that seems to me the most likely scenario. Concerning the cost of debt, I think that it's fair to say that the increase is going to continue in our average cost of debt, given not just the fact that we are experiencing higher costs for the new financing, but also given the fact that some of the old debt is also being affected. Meaning, by all that, this includes the European Bank of Investment loans, which where we have now to provide guarantees to part of the loans that were not previously guaranteed, and so on and so forth. So these increases, which are already showing in the average cost of debt, will not stop in this quarter. And we are still projecting some increase, some moderate increase in the average cost of debt in the coming quarters. However, we expect to be able to contain these increases in moderate levels, given that we have been carrying out a very careful interest rate risk management that protects a substantial part of our debt against this. On the other hand, as you know, we have a natural hedge against the problem of the cost of debt in our revenue side, given that a substantial part of our assets are remunerated according to an indexed formula. Although we don't know yet what formula will be applied for the coming 3 years in electricity, I would be very surprised if the rate of return would not reflect the market costs according to some kind of indexation. So I think that this cost of debt issue is, of course, not a positive issue, but it's contained given the way that we have been managing the risk of our debt. I think I tried to cover the three questions you put. I'm afraid concerning privatization, I cannot say more because, as you know, the privatization is a strict competence of the government, and I don't want to be saying something that is not under my control or under the control of REN. And it's something that the government, I know the government is analyzing carefully, and it will be releasing its intentions concerning the format and the timing of the transaction, and I don't want to anticipate more than what I just said. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Carolina Dores from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead with the question.
Hi, good morning. I have two questions. The first one is on CapEx. You're below the pro rata budget for the year. Do you think you will complete the whole investments that you plan? And also on CapEx, because of the economic downturn that we have been seeing, and specifically in Portugal, do you see risks of downward revisions to your CapEx plan? And if you could give us some sensibility of where the cuts could be.
Well, the fact that we are below budget is more or less normal because the budget of the company does not normally reflect the intra-year profile of our expenditures. So it's not a good indicator of the fulfillment of the yearly plan. But at any rate, I can tell you that we are probably going to stay below our plan for the year because of the freezing of several natural gas projects. Otherwise, it will be according to plan, and I don't think there will be any falling behind in the remaining projects, specifically non-gas projects. Concerning the second part of your question, I think that we are very seriously considering a relative slowdown of our CAPEX effort, not putting into question the overall gross figure that we put forward in our investor day, which was, I remind you, 3.2 billion euros for the total period 2010-2016. We are not considering, for the moment, a revision of that gross figure, but we are replanning some of our projects. What are these projects? Mostly, the projects in natural gas, we are being cautious and considering that we may have this situation for some more time. That's one of the scenarios, because we have not yet got an answer to our request to ERS, and so we are now considering that the projects are there and are to be carried out, but with a certain delay concerning what we have planned during the investor day a year and something ago. Also, some of the electricity projects, specifically those concerned with the high-speed train, which has amounted to some dozens, it was below 100 million euros, but it was, at any rate, it was a significant amount, have been replanned in light of the news that the project was being reconsidered by the new government. So we have also replanned that part of our electricity capex. Concerning the wind farm related projects, we are, for the moment, we most of the investments are there, but with a certain delay. With some delay because of the slowdown of the construction of wind parks. The bottom line of this is we are still with our 3.2 billion euros up to 2016, but we are making replanning of the intra-period CAPEX effort, meaning that there is more weight in the second part of the business plan period and somewhat less weight in the first half. Although I must tell you that the overall prospect is for a rather smooth effort, because actually what we did have before was a heavier concentration in the first half of the period and a lighter concentration in the second part of the period. And that somewhat is being changed towards a more smooth-out profile, and that means a lower effort in the coming at least two years. And so that's the current situation. I believe I answered the two parts of the last question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Manuel Losa from Citi. Please go ahead with your question.
Good morning, everyone. I have a couple of questions, if I may. First one, it's a follow-up on the electricity regulation. My question would be, given the performance of the 10-year bond yield, do you expect your remuneration to keep linked to the government yields? You have to, I mean, just having a look at the correlation of your cost of debt and the 10-year bond yield, it seems that now it's lower than it used to be. My second question is as regards to new investments. I know that you will not invest if the internal rate of return is of the investments is below your WACC. I was wondering whether you can tell me which is the internal rate of return you think it's interesting for the company at current levels, or which is your WACC now. Thanks.
Well, I will start by the second part of your question. I'm sure you are not expecting me to give you my own personal estimate of the WACC. The WACC depends on several parameters, and each one of you have differences concerning the parameters that you use. But we all know that the research is on REN. On average, have a WACC that is significantly higher than the one that is related to the pre-tax 8% fixed rate that we are currently earning on our natural gas assets. So I would just stay with this. If the WACCs that are on most of the research of the banks that cover REN are clearly above the current after-tax rate of return that we receive from our natural gas assets. Concerning the electricity regulation issue, I think that, I think that it's early to make a precise comment on the issue that you raised, but I wouldn't be surprised to see that some caution is taken to avoid an illiquid secondary market rate to have the effect of REN earning something like 20% on its assets at some point in the future, because we all know that the secondary market for Portuguese long-term bonds is not representative right now. So I would expect some effort from the regulator to try and come out with something that does not decouple our remuneration from market conditions, but at the same time takes care of the problem posed by the fact that that Portugal is right now not issuing new debt long term and is having recourse basically to the bailout program that was negotiated 3 months ago. So I'm waiting to see what ERSE comes out with. The issue has been, I know that the issue has been already the object of internal discussions, both in the company and the regulator. They were kind to convey to us some concerns on the representativity of this indexator that that is currently being used, and I think that some reasonable solution will come out of their current reflection. It would be also stupid for us to pretend that everything was as usual and we might be receiving a remuneration that was completely unconnected to the real conditions of financing of the Portuguese state for the coming 2 years. So I cannot tell you more than this, but I am confident that something will come out that is reasonable and that reflects the fact that we are also experiencing a significant increase in our access to funding. Although, as you all know, we have been able to, in the last months, access funding at rates that, although higher than historical rates, are not dramatic nor put in jeopardy our investment plan in electricity. So that's what I have to say concerning electricity regulation. Concerning new CAPEX, as I said, we stick to the fact that the WACC, as you in analysts that publish researches on REN, is above our rate of return on gas, and so we stick to our decision of freezing new CAPEX until this situation is changed.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Michael Charlton from Banco Santander. Please go ahead with the question.
Good morning. Just two or three quick questions. Your commercial paper balance has increased since year-end 2010. Is the refinance risk a concern to you? That's the first question. The second one is, do you expect to be able to fund all of your CapEx and dividends from internally generated cash flow? And finally, what was the coupon on the private placement you recently issued?
Well, concerning our ability to refinance, we are very confident that we are fully capable of refinancing all our needs. And we have a, I can tell you that we have one scenario where in a very extreme situation, we would be reducing substantially our CAPEX plan. That was discussed privately with the rating agencies. We have the capability of reducing significantly our refinancing needs if the need arises. And beyond what I just said on the effect of the delay in the high-speed train and the fact that the natural gas assets are not being sufficiently remunerated to warrant new CAPEX, but beyond that, we have some contingency plan concerning our the development of our CAPEX program in case, just in case, that we need. We are not anticipating the need to do that, but we have that in store to ensure that we are able to refinance every need. And we are also taking care of the refinancing of our 2013 bond in anticipation. And we also discussed with the agencies the fact that we will take care of that with sufficient anticipation. I remind you that the 2013 bond expires in December 2013, and we are taking care of that in the current weeks and months, and that also is part of the explanation why we have been raising funds recently with two private placements, and why we are also keeping open the possibility of raising more funds from the European Bank of Investment. Although in this last case, we are limited to the fact that they have reached high exposure to REN, and so the amounts that we raise from the European Bank will be lower than in the past. But still, we have some margin from that side. Concerning the conditions of our latest private placement, as we said, the last one, which was 50 million with JP Morgan, was issued at conditions that are similar to the one before that with ING and Societe Generale, which was, I remind you, close to between 5 and 5.5% all in after the swap to fixed rates. So we swapped both loans to which were Euribor plus mid swaps plus something above 300, but slightly above 300. They were both swapped to fixed rates, and the final all-in cost was below 5.5. I cannot give you now the exact figure, but it was something between 5.0 and 5.4, I believe. And they were very similar. Both placements were at a very, very similar cost.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona from BPI. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning. Just a couple of questions. One is a follow-up on the regulatory review. I wanted to hear your view on expected changes in standard OPEX levels, if you think that it will be used as a way to compensate for increases on the side of the indexation with Portuguese bonds, or you just don't expect any significant changes on that. And then a second question on OPEX. I would like to know your view on OPEX reductions for the remaining of the year. We've seen a significant reduction in core OPEX in the first half. Just wanted to know if you expect a similar level in the second half of the year. Thank you.
Well, concerning possible compensations to REN, if I understood well, what you are asking me is whether REN might be somehow compensated for the fact that indexation may not work out without constraints to its full levels. Well, I don't think that there is a direct relation between standard costs of CAPEX and the indexation of the electricity assets. I think that let me see. Could you repeat the first question you raised?
Given that if the regulator kept their current spreads on Portuguese yield, 10-year yield, the remuneration for REN would be much higher, and maybe abnormally looking at the cost of capital of the company. If they kept the current spread in the regulation, if they could use an adjustment in standard OPEX or CAPEX on the other side to reduce this positive effect for the company.
Okay. I don't think that they are considering, but it's best to ask them directly if you have the opportunity. But I don't think that they are considering trying to offset the effect of indexation with a change in standard costs. That would be not a normal way of dealing with the issue. I think that standard unit costs were defined sufficiently recently for them not to make an early revision. My expectation is that the current level of standard unit costs should be kept for a while, until they have sufficient historical evidence to make a new revision on a new version of the standard unit costs of CAPEX. So I'm not expecting an early change of the standard unit costs for electricity assets. So this means implicitly that they will probably deal with the issue of the illiquidity and lack of representativity of our sovereign debt in the secondary markets some other way. Concerning the extrapolation of OPEX gains for the second half of the year, well, I prefer to be cautious at this point in time. I'm not expecting the same amount of efficiency gain for the second half of the year, because it's possible that there is some concentration as usual, because I remind you that normally there is some above normal level of billing of operational costs of RAN towards the last quarter of the year. And so I wouldn't be multiplying by two the level of efficiency gains on the first half. I prefer to say that I expect a significant efficiency saving for the whole year, but not a linear extrapolation of what happened in the first half.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Fernando Garcia from Banco Espirito Santo. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning. I would like to ask you about what could be your strategy in financing for the future. Obviously, that will be also the what are your options available there. You were commenting a little bit about the European Investment Bank, but you will go more for variable fixed rates, maturities. So basically, a little bit of what are you planning in that area. You were also commenting before that some of your old debt regarding the European Investment Bank has an impact because of the current situation. If you could elaborate a little bit and commenting about the what could be the impact. Coming to some of your previous questions also, I don't think, don't you think that maybe the best investment now is to buy back your own debt? And finally, regarding regulation, when questioned about what could be the remuneration for electricity distribution to EDP, EDP was saying that they expect double digit. I know that at least you expect something similar to that in the electricity transmission. Thank you very much.
Well, concerning the funding for the future, we are funding through refinance of older existing lines with heavier concentration in non-Portuguese banks. That's the natural evolution that we have been experiencing for some time now, and it's still going on. We are now more heavily involved with non-Portuguese banks than used to be the case a couple of years ago, and that still goes on. With the European Bank of Investment, as I said, the limit for new loans is bounded by the fact that they have reached limits of their own rules. So basically, we will be funding according to the amortizations of old loans by the European Bank of Investment, which open room for new loans, but to the extent that the outstanding debt with the old loans is decreasing according to the amortizations of the older loans. So we are left with either public issues, which are now not being considered given the situation of the markets, and private placements where we have been considering very frequent offers from several investors, and the fact that we have not carried out more than the 150 million that we did in the last 3 months is the fact that we are discussing conditions, and we are not taking any offer because we don't need basically to pay any price for those new offers from investors, from potential investors in RAN's debt. But I would say that we are counting on funding with basically with non-Portuguese banks and with private investors with non-public issuances. And as a contingency, as I said, we are considering slowing down the CAPEX plan if the need arises. And we have already worked out in detail a contingency plan for that scenario. It's ready to be applied if the need arises. Concerning the regulation of REN compared to the regulation of EDP? Well, I don't think that there is a necessary deterministic relationship, but I wouldn't want to elaborate on the regulation of distribution because I'm not aware of the intentions, neither of EDP expectations, neither of the regulator. What I would say is that transmission is a very specific aspect of the energy business that is having more and more a specific approach at the European level. And in the case of REN, that showed up in the fact that REN had something that was exclusive to transmission and that was a premium on new CAPEX introduced in 2009 in the regulation of electricity. And that, as most of you know, that's not unique to Portugal. In several European countries, CAPEX in transmission is new CAPEX in transmission has a premium that relates to the fact that transmission is directly related to the carbon emissions objectives of several European Union countries and on the construction of the integrated European energy markets. So I think that transmission is a specific part of the value chain as far as regulation goes. And so I don't want to make any considerations on other parts of the value chain and specifically on distribution. But I would expect at the European level, and REN is part of that, transmission having harmonized kind of approach by the different national regulators at the European level. That, by the way, is good news in the medium term to REN, because given the fact that REN has, as you know, the smallest remuneration of all the unbundled, I underline this because, of course, I'm not considering transmission companies that are vertically integrated in other companies where the returns of the transmission part are not significant or representative. But all the companies that are unbundled, fully unbundled as REN is, are earning and are floated in the stock markets, are earning higher regulated revenues than REN. And so I think that the issue of convergence at the European level is basically good news for REN. So that's my answer to the last question.
We have a question from Monica Girardi from Barclays Capital. Please go ahead, please.
Sorry, just a really quick follow-up question on CapEx reprofiling. Can you just give us your estimates of RAB growth in electricity and gas for 11 and 12? Thank you.
I'm not giving estimates for specific years because REN has a policy of not releasing projections for in a yearly basis, but I still keep the and I'm very confident on the figures of average growth rates that were presented in the Investor Day of last year. We have been in monthly. Up to now, on a monthly basis, we have been running basically along what we expected when we made those aggregate projections for the RAB. I remind you that we projected a RAB increase on average of 7% in the Investor Day of 2010. And the total average RAB is growing at 7.6% in the first half of 2011. So it's according to the gross average figures that we projected up to 2016. So that's as far as the RAB is concerned. The RAB of the end of the period is even growing slightly higher at 7.8%, which is slightly higher than the average RAB growth rate. So I think we are along the lines that we were planning, and we stick to the overall 7% average yearly increase of the regulatory asset base up to 2016 that we presented last year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There appear to be no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. If you have any questions, you know I'm always available. Please drop me an email if you want. And if you haven't been on holidays, have a nice holiday. Hui will end this conference call with a small comment, okay? Thanks, bye.
So I just want to thank you all for assisting this conference call and to ensure to everybody that the management of REN is very, very strongly committed to improving the efficiency of REN, keeping the current cost reduction program in place, and so we are very focused in that. We will be delivering our investment plan according to our announcements with the exceptions that I just mentioned, and we will, for those of you that are more concerned with the creditability of REN, we are absolutely committed to keeping the solid capacity of REN to respect all its compromises. And we have in place all the internal contingencies that ensure that in any scenario we will be carrying out our obligations as usual. And we are also considering, if necessary, using the buffer that our CAPEX plan represents in extreme situations that we are not anticipating right now, but we are at any rate considering that as a worst case scenario, and so we have in place all the measures necessary to cope with that. Otherwise, I'm looking forward to the privatization of the company, which I think that is the best news that the company received in the last couple of years. REN is changing towards a leaner organization, a very focused, efficient organization, and the fact that the privatization will be complete and full is good news because private investors have been a very, very important support for this changing of habits in REN and for this REN being transformed in a very dynamic and efficient company. So I'm looking forward for the involvement of several important investors in this operation. And as we are having more news, we will be in touch with you concerning the intentions of the Portuguese government on the time schedule and the format of this important transaction. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the first half 2000 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.